In Northwest news from KPLU, Bellevue High School has the most successful football program in state history, winning 11 titles in the last 15 years. But many of those accomplishments are in jeopardy because of a scandal that has now reached the punishment stage. It is the topic of this week's conversation between sports commentator Art Teal and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, let's start with a timeline of events.
Well, the Seattle Times broke a story last year about the Bellevue High School football program in which it was discovered that there were athletes competing under false addresses in the Bellevue district. They also discovered that there was a small school within the school called the Academic Institute, which was privately funded by a lot of the boosters to give educations to kids who were struggling, and a large percentage of those kids were athletes. They also discovered a compensation to the head coach, Butch Goncharoff, of $60,000 a year that was well in excess of what the standards are for high school coaches. The Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, which is the administrative body that governs prep sports, decided they needed to hire somebody to investigate. So they hired two investigators who produced a 68-page report that confirmed much of what the Times had discovered, as well as other things. That was released a few months ago. Goncharoff, the booster club at Bellevue, and many people objected, said, no, this is all inaccurate, it's false. After the report was issued, Bellevue School District said only one charge was valid, and that was the compensation to Goncharoff, and so they recommended his firing. He is now on administrative leave as this is adjudicated. The report then went to a panel of KINCO Conference athletic directors. The KINCO Conference is a 16-team conference that goes from Mount Si to Mercer Island and up to Bothell and down to Newport. Their athletic directors decided some fairly draconian punishments. They said 4 years of probation for the entire athletic department, a 4-year ban for football on postseason play and also non-conference play, as well as inviting any out-of-state opponents to play Bellevue High School. Pretty serious stuff. That report will be forwarded to the WIAA, which will adjudicate the punishments and will allow Bellevue High School a chance to appeal.
So as all this plays out, Coach Butch Goncharoff has been very vocal that he's innocent, that the charges are inaccurate, he wants to keep his job. The district recommended his firing, but that has not happened.
Right. He is still a vital part of the picture. He's not going quietly. There's a lot of reasons why he thinks the rules were wrongly interpreted by the investigators. And if he can wiggle around with all of these variances in the rules, then they've got a real problem.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people want to hear your view on, is if he says this is all within the rules, what does that say about the rules?
I would say that the rules are loose. I think the system is prone to corruption. And I also think that the only thing that could be a positive is major reformation, because there's just too much go along, get along over the years. The schools want it that way. The schools don't want to arm the WIAA with investigatory powers. They don't have subpoena power because this is a trade association. It's not a state agency. This issue with Bellevue has been around for many years. It's finally come to a head. And because it's now going to be subject to a lot of lawsuits, I think there's going to be huge pressure, and there should be huge pressure, to reform the entire structure of state high school sports. This is the most successful athletic program in state history, and it's being torn down. It's not just Bellevue. It's the entire structure that needs reform and a lot of attention. Hopefully something like that will come out of this mess.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.